Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Aren't adventurers supposed to have a specific purpose? What are you doing on this quest? Just meeting strangers?
Yep, my purpose is to have no purpose. Though, I sort of find purpose as I go.
My basket! It's missing!
I have tried many means of defense, but none have yet proven successful.
I just wish someone would succeed in getting that darn sword.
I am under attack by this ruffian!
I want to be big and strong and fight evil.
I have hope that if you show up at her door, she might listen.
Want to help me yell at them? With your sword? In a threatening manner?
Sidequesting is a fantasy podcast about avoiding the main plot. It follows Ryan, an adventurer who's willing to help just about anyone out, as long as they're not being asked to deal with that scary wizard everyone keeps talking about. Subscribe today on your favorite podcast app.
Hello, dear listeners. Welcome back to another episode of the Snoop and Sniffy Show. I'm your host, Snoop, the best dog detective here on Bark Street. It's hard to believe that this wonderful suburban haven can also be the location of such crime and pandemonium. But behind every tree, every bush, even every flower, crime lurks.
Not the flowers, too.
Yes, Sniffy, even the flowers. We must always be ready and alert for crime to come at us from anywhere. The sky, the sea, the ground.
Even underground?
Indeed. I have a feeling today will be just one of those days.
I think you're right. Something in the air smells different.
Your nose knows.
What's that?
Nothing. I'm just impressed by you, Sniffy.
By me?
Yes. The way you handled that rambunctious pup, Iggy, was something to be admired. I thought you'd let jealousy and impatience get the best of you, but you proved to be quite mature.
I'm mature. Did you hear that? I'm mature. Wee wee.
Don't push your luck. I'm just very proud of the detective you're becoming. And it's all because of me. Except your nose.
My nose?
Yes, that snout of yours has a talent that can't be taught. Never forget your gift, Sniffy. Not every dog can be as lucky as you to have such stupendous sniffing capabilities.
I shall never take my nose for granted. Someone's eating pad thai for dinner. Yum.
Our hunches were right. Looks like Freckles has a new case for us this evening.
Freckles here, and I have a new case for you this evening.
Whoa, Snoop, you're good.
I know.
Can I speak?
Yes, go ahead. What new case do you have for us this evening, dear Freckles?
A case unlike any I've seen before. Frankly, because I can't see it.
What do you mean?
We have a classic case of an invisible code being transmitted in the park in the dark of the night, and we don't know who's giving the code and what it says.
Intriguing.
What we do know is that it happens at night, and it seems mighty suspicious. It might be connected to Professor Mittens. We don't know. It's up to you two to figure it out.
But how can we figure it out if we can't even see the code?
Not to worry, Sniffy. If anyone can figure it out, it's us.
Exactly. That's the spirit. Figure out what the invisible code is all about and report back to the agency. We're all waiting for you to solve another case.
We won't let you down. I do say there needs to be a training course at the agency for phone etiquette.
So what's the plan of action, Snoop?
Firstly, we must figure out where this code is being transmitted. Once we have a location, we might be able to catch the culprit in action.
Well, Freckles said the code was being transmitted in the park.
Excellent catch, Sniffy. The park. That narrows down our stakeout location. But better grab some bones and a blanket. It could be a very long night.
A stakeout, yay! I love being part of stakeouts!
And for a case like this, we're gonna need assistance from our undercover underground operator, Poot.
Did someone say Poot? 'Cause Poot is here and reporting for duty.
Poot, excellent, yes. Tonight, we are having a stakeout in the park to catch a culprit passing an invisible message somewhere in the park.
An invisible message? But how will we see it?
Exactly. That's where your undercover underground tactics come in. While Sniffy and I monitor the park above, we need you to keep your ears to the ground, literally, to see if you hear anything unusual or unsettling.
Aye, aye, Captain. Poot can do that. No dirt tunnel will remain safe from the ears of Poot.
Excellent. Thank you, Poot. Now, get ready, for the sun is about to set and darkness shall fall.
Poot out.
Snoop, is it me, or did it just get extra creepy once the sun set? Did you hear an owl?
I did, but nothing to fear, Sniffy. There's safety in numbers.
What is that?
Oh, oops. I missed the tree branch.
Fred the squirrel?
It's hard to jump and fly in the dark.
You wouldn't happen to be transporting a secret invisible code.
Who, me? No, 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 no. I was just making my way to my secret stash of acorns that I hid earlier. What secret stash of acorns?
We won't tell anyone about the acorns, Fred, but we do need your help.
Do I get to be part of the detective agency?
Good question. It depends on how tonight goes.
Ooh, I get to be part of the dog detective agency. Exciting!
No, not yet. Someone is leaving invisible messages at night in the park.
Okay. Sounds like a good idea.
We need your help in surveying the park. You will be in charge of the trees since you love spending time jumping out of them.
Can do.
Just look for anyone suspicious doing anything, well, suspicious.
Fred is on it. Cowabunga!
That's really smart, Snoop, to get Poot to look underground and Fred to look in the trees.
Teamwork can produce some great results.
Is that why you and I work so well together?
Why, of course. Now, night has fully settled in. Let us keep our eyes peeled. I brought out these night vision gadgets from Wheeler.
Gadgets? Gadgets? We get to use gadgets!
Sniffy, I do say, keep your voice down. We're on an undercover stakeout. Maybe I should just hold on to the night vision gadgets, actually.
Oh no, Snoop, please, I promise. I'll be quiet. I'm so very quiet. Can you even hear me speaking right now?
Yes, but fine. Just be careful with these night vision goggles. They seem expensive.
I'll be extra careful, Snoop. I promise. Oops.
And that is why I never bring out the gadgets.
I'm sorry, Snoop. It just fell right out of my paw and bounced against that tree and hit that water fountain and shattered.
Yes, I saw it.
I guess no gadget for me.
Nope. Now, this park is quite large. Since we don't know where these messages are being transmitted, we should split up and monitor different areas.
Got it. Where should I go?
You take the southern part of the park. The dog park, the playground, the flower fields. I'll take the northern half. Now, remember, Sniffy, be vigilant. Keep your eyes peeled, and in your case, keep that snout of yours sniffing.
If there's one thing I can do right, it's sniff.
Ain't that the truth?
Time to find this invisible code. Sure is dark over here. Ugh, ow. That was a metal fence. Whoops. Is it morning yet? Sure am tired. This spot on this hill is a good place to monitor the park. Oh, this grass is cozy. I'll just rest my eyes for a second or two.
Ah!
Nighttime passed by pretty quickly. What are these markings in the grass? Wait a minute. Did I fall asleep? I fell asleep. Oh no. Better not let Snoop find
out. Snivy, did you fall asleep?
Ruh-roh.
Looks like Sniffy is pretty well rested after sleeping during our stakeout. I, however, did not sleep and am quite tired. But looks like there are some strange markings in the grass. This could be the code. Let's take a quick break while I yell at Sniffy for sleeping.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Last night, Sniffy and I had a stakeout of the park. Well, really just I did, as Sniffy fell asleep. We're trying to catch a mysterious figure who is leaving invisible codes in the grass. Even though Sniffy fell asleep, he did happen to fall asleep just where a code was left. Let's get back into the case.
Snoop, I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. One minute I was crashing into a fence, the next I was waking up in the sun. I can't explain it.
You did good work, Sniffy.
I did?
Yes, look, the invisible code. Sniffy, you appear to have fallen asleep right in front of the code.
These strange markings in the grass? What do they say? I thought I could read, but maybe I can't.
Sniffy, this isn't in English. These markings are in another language of some sort.
How did whoever left this code here do it? The indentations in the grass, it's almost invisible.
This actually might be something Wheeler can help decode. Let me snap some pics with his camera gadget. Now, let's hurry and bring this to Wheeler.
Ooh, Wheeler's all the gadgets. I promise I won't touch anything.
Very good. Now, off we go.
Snoop, Sniffy, to what do I owe the pleasure?
We have discovered a secret, almost invisible code in the grass, and we were wondering if any of your gadgets could decode it.
Ah, yes. My decoder gadget should do the trick. Now, where is it? Oh, not my laser gadget. Oh, definitely don't want the insta-freeze.
Laser? Insta-freeze?
Calm yourself, Sniffy.
That's funny.
What's funny, good sir?
The decoder gadget is missing. It was right here under this pile of metal scraps, but now it's gone.
Wheeler, your lab, it's in a certain state. Shall I hire a housekeeper for you? Tidy up a bit?
Oh, this is tidy.
This is tidy?
It is to me.
It looks like a tornado hit it.
That's my kind of organization. Except, the decoder gadget is gone. Sorry. I could make a new one, but that will take approximately, 82 days?
82 days? That's a really long time, even in dog days.
No, we don't have the time. We'll have to figure this out throughout other methods. Thank you, Wheeler.
Speaking of tornadoes, this is my extreme wind force gadget. Wanna try it?
Ew.
No, Sniffy, we must go.
Oh, okay. Bye, Wheeler. What are we gonna do now, Snoop? How are we gonna decode this code?
Well, seeing as we now know the location of the messages, we might as well have another stakeout to try and catch the culprit in the act.
Another stakeout? Okay, I promise this time I'll stay awake. I'll do everything to be alert and ready, and we'll catch the coder.
Did you just yawn?
No.
Why are you yawning? You got a full night's sleep. I, however, did not. I'm the one who should be yawning.
Well, then yawn.
I can't just yawn at will. That's not how yawns work.
I don't know why I keep yawning. I'm not even tired.
I know, because you slept.
Poot has important information.
Ah, yes, Poot is here. Did you discover anything of interest last night?
I did indeed.
See? Poot stayed awake.
I had many cups of carrot tea. I'm very, 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 very alert.
You okay, Poot?
Never better.
So, what's this information you have for us?
Last night, while I was having my own little underground stakeout, I heard all sorts of noises. It was the typical noises you hear in a sleepy hamlet at night.
Of course.
But then, I heard something interesting. A strange, dragging sort of noise around where Sniffy was loudly snoring.
I wasn't snoring. Okay, maybe I snore occasionally.
A strange dragging noise? Indeed. And upon closer inspection of these mysterious code words, I detected a bit of slime in the grass.
Slime?
Yes, clear slime. That's what caused the indentations in the grass, which means only one thing.
What?
I know who the culprit is. To the mulch pile near the flower fields. The culprit dragged their body across the grass to create the message, which means they have no legs. And they left behind a slime. A worm slime. Hello, Dan.
Oh, look. Two dogs and a groundhog. Do I know you? Oh, just kidding. What can I do for you all?
What's the code mean? Are you working with Professor Mittens?
I would never work with a cat.
Well then, what are the secret messages you are leaving in the dark of night?
Oh, those? That's a message to my cousin Kellyanne. She lives so far away, on the other side of the park. We can't possibly keep wiggling back and forth to talk. It's hard traveling as a worm. Takes us a while, so we leave messages to each other halfway between us. Plus, I'm most active at night, which is why I do it then.
So those weird codes are...
You mean you don't speak and read worm?
No.
Oh, well, that's just the worm language. I was telling her that my birthday party is Saturday, and she better get me a gift. Oh, I guess I have to invite you all now, too. Birthday party, Saturday. Flower fields. Gifts required.
Snoop, Sniffy, glad I found you. I found the decoder gadget. Turns out it was in my pocket the whole time. Silly me. Do you still need it?
I'll hold on to it.
No. Wheeler, the case has been solved. It was just a little family worm messaging. No nefarious malcontent here.
So, for my birthday, I was thinking only shiny things.
Looks like the invisible code wasn't nefarious at all, but just a different way worms communicated with each other. You learn something new every day. I'll have to let Freckles know that Professor Mittens wasn't behind this one. Maybe I can have Freckles get Wheeler a shed cleaner of some sort too. His shed was really out of control. But I'm glad we didn't have to use his decoder gadget. Sometimes it's even better to figure it out the old-fashioned way, working as a team. Sniffy found the location, Poot heard the dragging, I detected the slime, and Fred... Oh, what happened to Fred? Probably crashed into some tree somewhere. Well, listeners, if you enjoyed this episode, you can find other shows just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Now, remember, always be investigating. But for me, I shall be sleeping. Because unlike Sniffy, I did not sleep last night. I'm quite cranky. Good night. Woof woof.
Go Kid Go.
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe.
Frida.
Oprah.
Celia Cruz.
Josephine.
Greta.
Ruth.
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something, something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gail King.
I'm Andrea Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vaughn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.